It's here and now. In Philadelphia last night, there were strong chants of Black Lives Matter, often through tears, as the mothers of the movement took the stage. These are nine black mothers who lost children in different violent ways. Geneva Reedville, the mother of Sandra Bland, who died in jail after being pulled over at a traffic stop, was the first to speak.
I am here with Hillary Clinton tonight because she is a leader and a mother who will say our children's names.
Say our children's names. Well, tonight the convention will address gun violence, with families of the victims of the Orlando nightclub shooting set to speak. But as Democrats exercise their right to speak out in favor of gun control, one young black man in Philadelphia is calling for African Americans to assert their right to own a gun and know how to use it. And he's found an ally in an alley in Philadelphia. On a small side street in North Philadelphia, you can hear muffled gunshots. This is the gun range, the city's oldest operating shooting range and teaching facility. It's small but packed with customers in stalls on the other side of thick glass, some experienced with high-caliber rifles, some beginners taking aim with light handguns at paper targets, and on this day, no African Americans.
Hi, guys.
Robin.
Hi, Robin. Really nice meeting you.
Have you heard of
I keep them nice and tight.
Yuri Saltzman owns and runs the gun range and points out some of the clientele.
Two Jewish women. There's an international couple, Southeast Asian. Two American couples. Here's a father with three of his four daughters.
And so what are you saying?
Well, watch.
It's family sport.
Well, no. You can interpret it how you want, but it's more than family sport, okay?
So what is it? Well, Saltzman says about 12,000 people come every year, ordinary people, but also police officers, firefighters. He says more than 60% of all the customers are women, and that many are mostly interested in guns for protection, as he was growing up in Israel during the Yom Kippur War. And as Gil Kanan is now, he's a member of Fun Gun. That's a shooting club for the LGBT community. And it's not always about fun.
I was being followed by some people who were making some aspersions about me, and they were following me to my vehicle. So I waited till my vehicle was between me and them, and then I indicated to them that I had a firearm, at which point they very promptly went away.
And you're not worried then in that situation you'll be overpowered, your firearm taken, that you'll be less safe because of it?
That's why I waited for there to be a car between me and them.
He was trained to do that here, and his gay shooting club hopes as word gets out that they might be armed, that will be protective. And by the way, the club started before Orlando. Maj Ture hopes his club will do the same thing. It's called Black Guns Matter, no relation to Black Lives Matter.
Black Guns Matter is an educational group that deals with firearm training and safety in the urban community specifically.
Maj is a member of the NRA. He grew up in North Philadelphia witnessing gun violence and believes the solution is more gun education. He says it's the people's choice and a right.
Well, for one, they should choose to exercise anything that's going to defend themselves. If someone has a firearm and you don't, you lose. That's it. No different than if someone has a knife and you don't have a means to defend yourself, you lose. So I think that in the community that I'm from, I think that information is deliberately, kept away. It's made to seem as if you have a firearm, you're either law enforcement or you must be the bad guy. And no one can deny the things that have happened over the last few weeks. We're being murdered by law enforcement and in our own community at alarming rates,
Well, let me ask you about that. I'm wondering if any of the events of the past have maybe changed your mind. Look at Dallas. You had a very peaceful Black Lives Matter protest with several blacks carrying their long rifles. And then when a shooter started, the police were looking at them as if they might have been with the shooter.
Well, that's the police officers and law enforcement's responsibility to balance that out. And I also wouldn't say, because there's one or two or a few bad apples, I wouldn't say throw the whole bunch out. You cannot group and have a monolithic statement or a blanket solution for everyone when people don't fall in alignment with that particular you know.
Well, and you've answered my question. Dallas does not change your thinking at all, just on the level of confusion.
Absolutely. Well, I don't even think it's a level of confusion, and that's law enforcement's responsibility to be better trained and execute, you know, their duties in a much more productive way.
But you're staying with Dallas, the reality that there was confusion. The police even tweeted out the picture of a young black man carrying a long rifle that they thought might have been with a shooter. He was not. Mm-hmm. But then also there was the obvious illustration of how when people are able to buy these military-style rifles, those cops, dozens of them, were armed, had guns, and needed a bomb to take him down. The guns did not work.
Well, what we're talking about is one additional very unfortunate, tragic event. We don't normally have these situations. So I think that the discussion should not take place on the fringes, no more than it is pleasant to have a conversation with somebody whose thoughts are at the extremes, one way or the other. What Maj and I are doing here is we're creating synthesis that is based on the reality of what an everyday American experiences in a big city. And a big city is not a peaceful place sometimes.
Just talk about guns for protections, right? There were a little over 250 justifiable homicides in 2012. That is, people who the courts ruled were justifiably defending themselves. However, there were 232,000 guns stolen. There were 1.2 million violent crimes, and none of them were stopped by guns. There were 20,666 suicides with guns, 8,342 criminal homicides with guns. Maj, doesn't that give you pause?
How many were with knives? How many of them were with legal, trained, informed citizens? These are the questions, because, I mean, you know, those are horrible statistics, but at the same time, what we try to do is inform and educate people to make better decisions. I also think that there's no way to really quantify someone who feels more safe and is more safe in those high crime areas.
So is it more about a feeling than a reality?
No, it's not about just a feeling. Feelings are second to facts all the time. You know what I mean? But you can't quantify someone, and those are the stats that are always left out, it seems. We try to ignore the fact that this particular single mother, this particular, you know, senior citizen protected themselves. Those aren't sexy sound bites. So we leave those away. You know what I mean?
It's an undocumentable event.
Right.
If a gun in a situation became a deterrent, there's no agency that says, come to us and tell us when a gun was a deterrent.
But going back to the 250 justifiable homicides, there's almost double that of accidental shootings, and many are children. You know, I mean, and it's not just in African-American neighborhoods. You know, we've seen the mothers in the SUV and the little kid in the seat behind it gets it. I mean,
Well, that comes back to, that's one of the major reasons why we as an organization are here at Black Guns Matter. It's about education and training. No one's going to disagree that education and safety training, the NRA has a great program called the Eddie Eagle Program, which trains children what not to do when they come across a firearm.
Like, don't even touch it.
Don't even touch it. Get an adult. These are simple things that in certain demographics, we just go around it. We act like it's not here. We act like it's not a part of American culture, and that's improper.
Maj, what about Philando Castile? Legal gun owner, young African-American. We don't know what happened there, but we've all seen the video, and it seemed as if he did everything right. At least from what we saw in the video. Are you comfortable arming more young men who might be stopped by police who might not be trained and educated to know how to deal?
Well, it's not about arming more African-American men. It's about informing more people. The other thing is, I think that one officer handled himself improperly. And just like, I don't want to be hit with a blanket statement because I'm a young African-American male with tattoos and, you know, things like that. I'll never make a blanket statement about law enforcement because of, you know, those officers. But that does indicate a certain level of training, maybe psychological evaluation. In order to get the license to carry, you have to pass criminal background checks, your mental health in certain places, depending on where you are. I think that every so often, certain officers that have those type of things on their record should meet that same type of requirement, you know.
Look, we're here while the Democratic Convention is here. Is there anything you'd want to say? It's the Republicans who have more backed gun rights. It's the Democrats who have backed gun control. Is there anything you'd want to say to the candidates or the delegates?
Well, What I can say to the American people from whatever background you are is exercise your Second Amendment rights. Look into it. Be open-minded, be objective, and learn. You know, because, you know, a lot of people say, you know, well, the Republicans have backed X, Y, and Z. And even that part is flawed. You know, Dr. King was a staunch, nonviolent person, but he was a Republican. I'm a Republican.
How do you feel about Donald Trump, the candidate?
I don't think about Donald Trump for candidate. I don't. I think about my community. I think about getting more people to come to the gun range and exercise their Second Amendment rights. I think about politics being local and then spreading out to influence candidates. You know what I mean?
Maj Ture, founder of the group Black Guns Matter, and Yuri Saltzman, owner of the gun range in North Philadelphia. And by the way, yes, I shot a Ruger Mark III handgun, .22 caliber. Yuri insisted I try. Turns out I'm a pretty good shot, but I was aiming at a big outline of a milk bottle. It was fun, like cap guns when you were a kid. But had it been the shape of a person, I'm not sure how that would have gone. Your thought about Maj Ture's call to arm neighborhoods are welcome at herenow.org, where we also have pictures and some of the stats we mentioned.